I was climbing nicely in the thermal. The visibility was good, and suddenly I was clattered into. I didn't see him, and I assume he didn't see me.
And who was he?
I don't know him. He was not somebody that I know, and I haven't talked to him subsequently yet.
And this was another glider?
Yes.
And you hadn't seen him coming? He wasn't there nearby or anything?
No, there's gliders around. We tend to look for the same good air to climb in, and there was gliders around, which I was aware of. But obviously the one that hit me, I wasn't aware of.
Another glider almost came out of nowhere then?
Yes, I mean, it was instant as far as I was concerned. I was turning, banked hard, turning to the right, and he came from my side and basically took half my wing off. And then subsequently, as you can see from the pictures, the shock loading of the rest of the wing came off as well.
So suddenly you're there in a glider with just one wing?
Yes, and it turned upside down as well.
What was your thought in that moment?
I thought I was in trouble, and I needed to do something about it. We're well-trained by the British Gliding Association instructors, and so we go through these things in our mind. Obviously, we are not able to practice them. And so I did what I had to do. I jettisoned the canopy, which is a big perspex kind of bubble that covers the cockpit. I then released, just one release buckle for the straps that strapped me into the glider. I released that, and as I was upside down and spinning at the time, I actually just fell out of the glider. I didn't have to climb out or do anything complicated. I just was then in, you can see in the photograph, I'm just falling. And then, of course, I thought about my parachute and pulled the D-ring, pulled the ripcord, and deployed the parachute. And with a bit of a jerk, I was stopped falling, and life was beginning to look better again. So there I was, dangling under the parachute.
And could you see your aircraft falling to the ground?
I saw bits of it coming around me, which was slightly worrying, because I didn't want... Because to start with, you see, I was falling faster than the glider, because the glider had still got one wing and had got a certain amount of air resistance, so I fell faster. So when my parachute opened, I was then, as it were, falling slower than the glider, and the glider started to fall. Bits of glider came fairly close to me, which was worrying, but they all missed me, so there you go.
And when you went through that process of releasing the canopy, were you doing this consciously, or were these unconscious
actions? No, it has to be conscious, because you have to literally reach for the right levers to make it work. You have to try and keep your wits about you, which is not so easy when the whole world is tumbling.
This is really close to death stuff, isn't it? Or were you absolutely confident that that the emergency procedures would work?
No,
you knew what you were doing.
I wasn't thinking at the time. I was too busy trying to
get out of the thing.
Do the right thing. That I hadn't got time to think. This will be the end of me or anything like that.
Had you done a lot of parachuting before?
Never. No, there's a parachute club at the airfield where I fly from, but they fly with these great big sports parachutes, and they land very softly. Unfortunately, our parachutes, because of the restricted space within the cockpit, we have to carry the smallest parachute possible. It fits our backs, and we always wear them every time we fly. But they are rather small, and they're designed to save your life, not give you a comfortable landing. So when you hit the ground very hard.
So the first time that you've ever parachuted was when a wing fell off your glider and you jumped out yesterday?
That's correct.
Good grief. So you didn't know what you were doing. You're suddenly drifting to the ground.
No, and you can't steer these parachutes or anything. You're literally, they deploy and you just dangle and fall where you will. It worked well, didn't it?
Clearly. When you landed, when your feet touched the field,
what went through your mind? My feet didn't touch the field, because if you land rigid with your feet, you'll break your legs or ankle or something. So I let myself fall to side in the... I did think about that. I had a couple of minutes while I was drifting down to think about the landing. But it was very hard, and I was very winded and battered. I landed. And this and this was the final irony, was the combine, because it was plowing its way out of the field. You know what combines are like these days. They're about 30 feet wide. And
so you land in this field, and a combine harvester is coming towards you. It's 50 yards in front of you.
About 50 yards away, yeah. So I thought... And I know, I mean, I'm a farmer myself, and I know that when you're driving a combine, you're concentrating very much on the cutter bar just in front of you in order not to, you know, hit molehills or anything. And so I felt that he may not have seen me because I was pretty quick arriving, and then I was down in the corn, you see, out of his visibility. So I felt that I might be at risk, so I... In spite of the fact that I'm winded and bruised and everything, I dragged myself to the side of the crop because I was literally in the path of the combine. So I pulled off onto the stubble at the side, pulled a parachute after me, and he just went sailing by. Now, whether he didn't see me, I have a feeling that he thought I was a sports parachutist who was basically just trespassing.
So you haven't spoken to this farmer since?
No, I'm some way from where I live, and I don't even know who he was. I was... But the farm worker who had got a tractor and trailer for collecting the corn from the combine, he came up very quickly to help me. And it couldn't have been more helpful. The farm worker gave me, he'd got some water, he got a mobile phone. And also I just sort of sat leaning against the great big tire of the trailer and in the shade trying to calm down a bit.
Unbelievable. You went to Addenbrookes in Cambridge. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. They were worried about my back, so they strapped me to a straight jacket for about 5 hours, which was most unpleasant. But because they were worried about my back and neck, and they gave me a clean bill of health at about 9 o'clock in the evening. But I was too... I couldn't really function too well. I tended to get wobbly and...
How are you feeling today, Andrew?
Just stiff and bruised.
Are you going to fly again?
I think I will do, yeah. But obviously I've lost my glider, which I share with another guy, actually. We've lost our glider. And whether I go out and buy another glider at 70, I don't know. I shall have to give it some thought.
Thank you for sharing the story. You're going to have a quiet weekend, are you?
Quite a few days, yeah.
I bet. You're a cattle farmer in Milton Keynes. That when you're out with the cattle over the next few days, I would imagine you'll glance up at the skies and just have a moment to yourself.
Yeah, we always look at the skies, glider pilots. We live up in the sky.